And I now invite Arthur up to bring our sermon.
You've got a shout coming now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the welcome break. That's how I start a Tuesday morning. I've been asked to talk about welcome break. Well, way back in December 2014, in Aubrey's time with us, he suggested a few of us go over to Frinton, where he previously preached, to see how they ran their welcome break. So a few of us went. We all thought it would be a good episode, so after a few meetings, discussions, took about 3 months, we started the Stoke Green Welcome Break. 14th April 2015. As leaders, we meet probably every 3 months to plan what we're going to do each week. On a Tuesday, we start by getting loads and fishes room ready. Staff arrive usually by 9 o'clock. And after a quick coffee, we always have a time of prayer. People start to arrive between 10 and 10:30. And then we start what we've planned for the day. Can be anything. I can tell you a sample of what we do. Beetle drive. And we've done photos of old Ipswich. We have Sandy doing armchair exercises. Well, I don't. We have a sock game. This is where we hide various things in a sock and people have to try and identify what they are. We do bingo. Well, Graham does bingo for us, which is very popular. We've had various quizzes. We try and fit in at least one a session. Board games are popular. We've had childhood memories and various people tell us where they lived, etc. Graham has sung various songs for us. And we've had a video of the 1953 floods, which brought back memories for me, having lived not far from Harwich at the time. I remember Mary Jennings talking about her early days living in a village, and Taffy living in a village in Wales. We've had a talk on Talitha Coombe, and we also had a talk by Aubrey and Sylvia on our charity Several Support, which is Haven in Romania. We've had the ukulele band here at least 3 times, which people are always pleased to have with us. Our own Heidi has given us a nutrition talk. We've had Yorkshire Foods come in a day. We had a chance to taste the meals, etc. They can deliver. Keeping bees was one of my favourites. Really fascinating work involved to keep bees. We had a dementia lady who gave us a talk, which was very interesting. Hayes and I were very good with the craft making, cards, etc. to suit various occasions, Easter, Christmas. And one of the best for me was a lady called Sophie, who came in with 2 dogs. And she trained them to do various things to help people around the house. But apart from the obvious, collecting posts and newspapers, she told us that they can open up the washing machine, get all the washing out. I nearly went out and bought a dog. Before COVID, we had a trip out to Dunwich for fish and chips, and we've also had Christmas meals at Acorn Village, which is Lawford Manor area. And before I finish, I want to thank Christine, Hazel and Jill for all their help, and also David and Jackie, who are always willing to do a quiz for us. Well, I hope I haven't bored you. If you want to join us, come along Tuesday any time after 10 o'clock. We start at 10:30. And finished after Christine's golf slot at 11:30. And you'll be made very well. Thank you.
Have you been doing an activity where you had to choose? Choose someone who you thought was telling the truth. After this activity, I could say, never trust Betty, because not once did she tell the truth. But that wouldn't be fair, would it? Good fun side. Now, people are always trying to con you and trick you. So I thought I'd put you to the test today. Because one of the welcome break things we love doing, I love bringing them in, are riddles. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and if you think you know the answer, put your hand up, like you did at school, and we'll see. At who was the first financial advisor in the Bible? Now, we do finish at half 11. So good job, Ian. You got two riddles. Who was the first financial advisor in the Bible? Well, the answer is Noah, because he floated his stock while others were in liquidation. Riddle number two. A husband and wife, one morning, were in bed, were debating who should get up and brew the tea. Husband said, "You work first, so you should go." The wife replied, "There is a book in the Bible which tells me you should brew the tea." What is the book? We are always hearing on the news about people trying to trick us out of our money, almost on an industrial scale. In the year 2022, 1.2 billion was stolen through internet fraud. People pretending to be government officials, post office parcel force, Amazon accounts or insurance companies. This year we've had alone a number of calls from people pretending to be from Virgin Media trying to trick us into partnering with our bank details. I find it very sad that people are doing this, but it's often the result of people making the wrong choices in their lives, hoping to make easy money at someone else's expense. The choices that we make can affect the whole of our lives. One of the choices I made when in this church was when I saw a girl at the youth club and quickly fell in love with her. That was my choice. I soon found out that the girl had fallen in love with me. That was her choice. On this day, September the 10th, there and here, some 46 years ago, we stood in front of this church and we got married. We made our promises to each other. You let me tell you. And started, Tony, your turn. We often make each other cry in different things. We made our promises to each other and started out on our journey together. We've made many choices on that journey. And when we look back, we can see God's hand guiding us. The Bible tells us of the choice that Adam and Eve made. They lived in a lovely garden with everything they needed for a good life. When God made them, he gave them something very special. It was free will, or you could say the ability to make choices. Otherwise, we would be just like robots. They were given this order by God. You may eat the fruit of any tree in the garden, except, and here's the choice, the tree that gives knowledge to what is good and bad. God said, you must not eat of that tree. If you do, you will die. We know that Adam and Eve rebelled by eating from that tree, showing a lack of trust and choosing to go their own way after being persuaded by the lawyers of the evil one. Because of their actions, the results were quite alarming. As sin came into the world, both the future generations and the natural world. Everywhere we go, we see people who have chosen to go their own way and not God's way, and cause a lot of suffering. I believe that God is interested in our suffering, hence this wonderful verse: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The gospel in a nutshell. I believe that Jesus suffered the rejection of his friends and an agonizing death on the cross to show us that God is involved in our suffering, even to the point of experiencing it for himself. Jesus' resurrection from death shows his personal triumph over sin and death. And this is a triumph he has promised to share with all those who trust and believe in him and make that choice to do so. To get back to God, we only have to start trusting God and learn to depend on him. As soon as possible, we have to make a choice to follow Jesus and start trusting him. Some people think they've had the time to make the choice. They make many excuses like, I'll do it later. I have often more important things to do first. But you don't know how much time you have left. That is a fact of life. When we were making choices in the activity at the beginning, it was just for fun. Did you find that you couldn't make up your mind? Had you moved on to the next word before you had decided? Were you almost persuaded that someone was telling the truth? With that, Jack is now going to read a verse from a well-known hymn for us to finish this part of the service.
Almost persuaded? Come, come today. Almost persuaded? Turn not away. Jesus invites you here. Angels are lingering near. Prayers rise from hearts so dear. The wanderer, come. Oh, be persuaded. Christ never fails. Oh, be persuaded. His blood avails. It can save you from every sin, cleanse you without and within. Will you not let him in? Open the door. Be persuaded.